You're listening to the audio production of On Magnolia Lane by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Kelly.
1. Jack McReady had fallen in love with Daisy in one-hour increments. How many men could claim that? He thought as he swung his Mazda into the diagonal slot in front of her flower shop, his palms sweaty against the leather steering wheel. This wasn't his ordinary way of seeing her. Usually she came into his office to talk, hence the one-hour increments. It was the reason he knew more about Daisy than most, even their mutual friends. But today he was getting flowers for his secretary Gloria, as tomorrow was Administrative Professionals Day. Sure, he could have phoned the order in, but then he would have missed a prime opportunity to see Daisy. Entering the shop was always a full sensory experience. The bells tinkled out a welcome as the cool, bright fragrance of flowers rose to his nostrils. The colorful array of flowers and knick-knacks, so artfully arranged, begged the shopper to stop and touch and appreciate. "Be with you in a minute," Daisy called from the back. The sweet sound of her voice made Jack's heart thump harder. He knew she'd be working alone because today was Tuesday. Her mom was out delivering flowers, and her grandma only worked half days on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He knew and retained way too much about Daisy, he thought with a rueful shake of his head. Jack stuffed his hands into his docker pockets and perused the shop. When he was inside Oopsie Daisy, he always felt as though he were meandering through the Garden of Eden. Everything was arranged so perfectly, displayed so creatively. Who but Daisy would think to use an antique bicycle basket or a mailbox to display a lovely bouquet of flowers? Or an outdoor fountain to showcase a cascading arrangement of flowering vines? Everywhere he looked was another inspired idea. Pastor Jack! He'd given up on getting her to drop the title. Her appointments had started 2 years ago, rarely scheduled but always delightful. He loved that she was a little overly sensitive, and he knew no one more conscientious than she. It was one of her finest qualities. His heart fluttered at the sight of her silky blonde hair and the faint spray of freckles that dotted her nose. "Hello, Daisy. How are you this afternoon?" His tongue felt thick and uncoordinated. "Just fine. I'm working on an order for a Cinco de Mayo party, believe it or not." "Sounds intriguing. Was it just him or was it hot in here?" He tugged at his collar. "I can't believe we're almost to May," she said. "Step out on the sidewalk. You'll believe it soon enough." Her laughter was like a melody that plucked the strings of his heart. "I hear you." He let his gaze drift around the shop. "It's beautiful in here, Daisy. Every time I come in, I'm just astounded by your displays." "Oh, it's nothing, really." She waved a hand as she reached the glass counter that separated them. She was the worst at accepting a compliment. He gave her a long, steady look, as he was in the habit of doing when she tried to sell herself short. "What? Oh, right. I'm supposed to be working on that." She pasted on a sweet smile. "Thank you ever so much, Pastor Jack. That is so nice of you to say." "There, was that so hard?" "You'll never know." She tilted a smile up at him. "So let me guess, you're here for Secretary's Day." "Got it in one. I'll fix Gloria up with a nice bouquet. Maybe some roses and daisy palms, some asters and purple delphinium. I have a large blue mason jar she'd just love. I can tie a nice big bow around it." He loved the way her green eyes sparkled when she talked flowers. He fought their magnetic pull and was grateful for the umpteenth time that his olive skin wasn't prone to blushing. "Whatever you come up with will be perfect." Daisy wrote up the order as Jack signed a card for Gloria. His secretary had been with him since he'd taken the job 7 years ago. He'd be adrift without her, and they both knew it. "You want to wait while I make it up, or should we deliver it for you tomorrow?" Daisy asked after he'd swiped his credit card. "Whatever's easiest for you." The bell tinkled as the door opened, allowing the entrance of a tall, slender woman with straight brown hair. She was well-dressed and looked to be in her early 30s. "Welcome," Daisy said, peering past Jack with a friendly smile. "Let me know if I can help you with anything." "Actually, I'm just looking for a bouquet."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?